tata wee wiki 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 tata.
You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to Hawaiian Nights. My name is Tanya Tammy Tina Tiny Dancer hyphen Odebra.
And my name is Diane Destiny Odebra.
We're the Odebra Twins.
Aloha.
Aloha. And you're here with us to take a pleasure cruise today.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. Joining us on this vacation of delight is our dear friend Dre Campbell. Hey, Dre.
Hey, how's it going?
Aloha, Dre.
Aloha to you.
I'm so sorry. I meant aloha, Dre, and not hey, Dre. I take it back.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Let's all get laid.
Yep.
Aloha's the new hey.
That's true. Aloha.
Maybe it's the old one, I think.
Maybe you're right. It's the old
it's been
one. So if you don't know Dre Campbell, you should. Dre is an amazing actor and storyteller. So Dre, I know that you have a storytelling show. So tell us about that.
I have a storytelling show. It is a monthly queer storytelling show. It's called Tell. So, super original name. I do it at this place called BGSQD, which is the Bureau of General Services Queer Division.
Sounds official.
And it's inside the LGBTQ.
A lot of initials.
There's so many letters that I think it's just the alphabet that's
it's
gay
the
people.
Whole alphabet.
It's the entire alphabet.
Whole thing.
And it's a monthly show. It's their longest running show there. And
wow.
Recently, in the last like 5 months, a section of our show ended up on This American Life.
That's so fancy.
It is very exciting. And, you know, I've been like pushing the paparazzi away ever since that happened. And Ira Glass introduced us as a very enthusiastic audience. So, you know. Just
That's
things
cool.
are popping over there.
That's great.
It's very exciting.
What kind of things do people tell?
Okay, so we do a theme every month, and this we just did one last week, and the theme was origin stories. So it's like, you know, the premise was you're a superhero, and how did you become a superhero? And it's a true story. It's kind of like the gay moth, basically, or the butterfly, I like to call it.
What's your tender. Superhero power?
I see conspiracy theories and everything. paranoia, that's a superhero.
Also,
paranoia.
Young ladies, that's your superhero. That's your superpower.
That's true. I've heard you get some hots.
She does. She does. Look out, Youngs. She's coming to get you.
Youngs. Hi, Youngs. Anyone?
Hello, Youngs. My name is Dre, and I'm here to get you.
Mm-hmm. In a consensual way.
The Youngs like the gray hair, I'm finding.
Ooh.
They really dig it. But I started dating a woman who's 34.
This is the oldest person you've ever dated. I am shocked
to hear this.
I mean, usually it's like, oh, she's 21. I'm like, girl.
And she's still younger than me.
That's true. She is younger than we are. No, she isn't. It's a secret.
Yeah.
I love all women of every age, and I think beautiful women are at every level.
You can't
help just like
it
when
you're
single and you go out. The dating pool are women in their 20s. And even when I'm on OkCupid, I'll be like, I'm not dating anyone. I'm not doing this anymore. There's too much drama. And then it's like after a month of like not seeing anybody that's 31 or over, I'm like, oh, I guess I'll move the age thing down to 28. And then it's like,
yeah.
And there's like 20 people.
I moved
like,
it
hey,
to
Daddy.
28.
Slippery slope.
Slip slopes. What?
I moved it to, I had it between 28 and 45. And all I got hit. Up by was like the 28
year old.
Really? The older ladies are, it's starting to happen with older ladies, young men more now too, which I think is exciting. Because
right.
I have a friend who's like, oh, these boys, but she's like, oh, but he's so cute. I'll go out on some dates.
But a first boyfriend, as I like to call them.
They would send messages like that too, like, hey, you like younger guys?
Right. It's just all fetishinis.
Yeah. But then when I went on dates with them, they were the worst.
Fetishini Alfredo. I love it.
Our whole life is just a ladder full of fetishes that we're climbing.
I've never really had a young before.
What was the youngest guy you ever slept with?
Because you like an old.
Like 6 months younger than me.
Really?
Yeah.
You do.
Six months.
Like them older.
Why bother?
That's true.
The youngest I ever did was when I was 30. I accidentally slept with a 20-year-old when I was in Ireland.
Accidentally?
Oh my God.
Where was
How did this get
Dickens.
In there?
Hello, Dick. How did I get on you?
So wait, in Ireland?
Yeah, so I
went.
So
like a young leprechaun.
So he had an accent. So she was like, I didn't hear what age he was.
He has an accent. Well, he was my cousin's girlfriend's brother. And I was staying at their place and he came over and I was like, oh, he's hot. And then all of a sudden I was having sex with him. And then the next morning I was like, how old are you? And he was like 20. Steps. And I was like, fuck, I'm a pervert.
Well, it's okay. 10 years, that's all right.
There was a young woman
He's
that
legal.
I dated.
That's right.
Who really pursued me, and I was like, I'm not dating this 21-year-old. Mm-hmm. And she was in a relationship. But she was in a poly thing, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll be a side piece. It'll be limited.
I wish our listening audience could just have witnessed the face that Dre just made when she just
the acceptance that she's mac and cheese.
Like, and what a sacrifice. Okay, I'll be your side piece.
It was good for everybody for a time, and then, you know, then it wasn't. So.
Then her youngs were hanging out too much.
And my olds were, let's be real.
Right. No, I blame it all on the youngs. We're fine. It's the youngs.
It's the youngs. Well, I was talking to a friend of mine recently who's like a really good-looking, cute, butch DJ who is like, the only people that come up to me when I go out are 24-year-olds. And like when they come up to her, she's like, oh, you must be 24. And they're like, how did you know? And she's like, because that's the only people that come up to me. Well, and then she's like, I met a 34-year-old and it's like a unicorn. They're like unicorns. And I was like, oh. Everything's falling into place. I didn't realize. I thought I was just an asshole.
Everybody else is too tired to go out.
It's the truth.
It's like, I can't be out. It's my bedtime.
It's like you start to accept and become happier with yourself when you're older. You're like less outer validation.
See, although now when I try to go out and like move my body to songs, I have such a hard time finding friends who want to do that with me because we're all old.
Yeah. I mean, I want to do it with you.
Then you get too tired and don't go. I know. You're like, nah, put my couch.
I had a friend that was like,
Yes, Game of Thrones is what this bitch said to me last time. I was like, ugh.
She's like, you want to go to this prince party? And I was like, it's the premiere of Game of Thrones, Tanya. Come on.
Just shame on you. TV.
It was a glorious episode.
It was all right.
I haven't gotten into Game of Thrones yet.
I don't know if you would love Game of Thrones, actually.
You know me a little too. Yeah. I started it. I actually did start it, and I was like, oh, okay. This is, like, really intense.
It's really intense.
It's great.
If they could cut out even 50% of the rapes,
I know.
I could deal with that more. But
I'm like, why is everybody on board with this? Is this just, like, a rape show? Like, everybody's cool with it?
But I guess Game of Rapes.
Game of Rapes.
That's what it is.
And that's our show.
Yeah.
Thank you and good night.
I just realized I think I've cried more over my TV being broken than like boyfriends.
So you're like Homer Simpson.
Yes, in many ways.
In a lot of ways.
Like
donuts,
beer. I hug my TV when I get home.
I don't really like donuts, but we can replace it with chocolate milk.
You don't like donuts?
You like chocolate milk?
Are you even an American? Jesus.
Donuts are like a thing right now.
Yeah, they are.
They're disgusting.
Get out of here. Just get out of here.
I'm leaving.
The studio.
And the Hodeversons break up again.
Of donuts.
Oh my God, somebody just lifted the blanket on your reality.
Yep.
I can't.
It's a food that has a hole, Diane. Why don't you eat
it? I do like holes, and I do like eating things.
And yet you are so heterosexual. Like, you, even if you wanted to be gay, you could not give off a gay vibe.
I've tried.
Like, I know, you're one of those people, like, both of you, I feel like you would be like, I want to be gay, but it's just not going to work. It's like you're
but
stuck
I don't
with this,
even
like,
mind
baggage
like,
of your straightness.
Ugh, I've even had so fun gross. having
I feel similarly, actually.
Gay sex. Like, I've had fun doing it.
Sure.
I don't think, I just can't being a, I need a guy to treat me like shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm definitely slutty enough that I could do whatever.
Yeah, this, that's what I mean. Like, the slut, like, yeah. That's fine.
And it's simply sluttiness. That's all it is.
It's getting the horns.
You're like, let's put that on the table.
Getting the horns?
Yeah. Sometimes I just get the horns.
I don't even know what that means.
I think you do.
You get horny.
Oh, the horns. Do. I thought, the I horns. Literally thought it was like, here's your devil horns that you put on.
No, and I then mean,
you
go out and like, fuck whoever. Like banging an ugly guy or someone you normally wouldn't. Okay, got the horns.
Case of the horns.
Case of the horns.
I've had moments of like being like, I'll be standing on like a subway platform and thinking to myself like, there is no possible way that I would choose to be lesbian. That would be the craziest life you could choose for yourself.
You're
there is
dead
no
wrong.
No way.
You're dead wrong. If I could choose to choice. Be a lesbian, I would do it in an instant.
She wants to be. She's
I
talked to me about
to
this
be
before.
A lesbian. Yeah.
Sometimes it's such an insane life that it's hard to get.
I'm is like, there just so many emotions?
There's so many feels. There's so much drama. There's
so few people.
That, right, the
that
dating
seems
pool.
The problem.
It's
yeah.
like, and then there's like this like weird, we exist in the patriarchy capitalist system, so we have to hate each other sometimes and
oh,
compete.
Still? Oh,
yeah,
I
like
that
with
would be gone.
You compete with butches.
Really?
Sometimes,
that sounds
yeah.
like a male thing, though. Like,
there is definitely like a. There is, like, that masculine-feminine thing, like, there's certain butches where it's, like, we're just, like, two pit bulls, and we see, you know, like,
right.
But I feel like people are trying to bust out of that, too, in a lot of ways.
So.
Like, things are changing to a certain degree. It's, like, just love each other and stop competing. And
unless it's on the dance floor.
Unless it's on the dance floor, and then you call each other out and have, like, you spin on your back. Because that's gay, too.
Like being on your back?
Yep. Being on your front, being on your back.
I thought there was all sorts of sides.
Yeah. Any way you want to throw it. Legs over the head.
Elbows. All your points.
All of the moments are happening.
So, Dre, I just realized that we have known you for so long at this point. We've known you since you were in a band called The Pizzas.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That
at
was
the Barry
a long
Poetry
time.
Club.
That's, I feel like that's how I met y'all.
It is.
Through The Pizzas. And then when we had to do...
Straight Up Vampire.
Straight Up Vampire together. And it was like...
I love how you call it when we had to do it. Because Dre, I think, did feel like, I have to do this. Her part, I know you never fully got on board with your role.
I did eventually because so many others did, but every time I did it,
so
I had to,
good, though.
I
so
had
good.
To hold Jason's hand and talk to him, and I felt bad, like, oh, I'm making this black person excuse me from this, but he was my good friend. But and the first time I ever saw it and read it, I pulled Nick and Peter aside, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Let me just fill in the audience who doesn't understand. Dre is a white lady who played a black slave, and so there are a lot of emotions around that.
Right, but it wasn't just a black slave. It was the premise of the piece, to contextualize, was here's a troupe of bad actors who have a play written for them. So it was a play within a play. And the only person that they have to cast in this play is this white actress. And she got cast as the black slave. It was purposely supposed to be bad.
No, it was purposely bad.
But then everybody loved it because Paula Abdul music. Is everybody confused fully?
Well, yeah, but no, you did such an amazing job playing this character. You just, she went, like, Dre went 100%. Like, there's no way to go 50% into that role.
Which I tried to do the first time I did it. I tried to make her just regular person, not, like, this extreme. Because it was written in this, like, colonial slave speak where it was like
really extreme,
you know, that kind of like, what was this, don't you know, like that kind of speak. So I try, and Jason was like, it's gonna be more offensive if you do that,
right?
And I was like, you're right. He's like, you have to go all the way with it. And I'm like, but why do I have to do it at all?
Why do I have to do, like, as if there was somebody holding you at gunpoint to do this show.
I just felt like, this show is amazing in so many ways. And also, we cannot do that show ever again.
Maybe we can't. I don't know.
I don't think we can, because when they were considering doing it again, Nick Jones wrote it.
Why do you think no?
I just don't. I just think we're in a place where people will be hurt by it and more vocal about being hurt by that in particular.
Well, because isn't either way, it sucks. Like having a black woman play that slave, but then also asking a black actor to play a slave is another thing that it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to do that. Even though that character is so great.
But Jason, right. And then Jason, who, by the way, played the lead character, who is the lead black vampire, and he would put as much white makeup on his face.
Right. He's doing like white face.
He tried to really. He was like, don't you worry. The more white I put on, the less offensive you are. I don't even know what's going on anymore. This is like a thesis that somebody wrote that we're inside of.
It's true.
It's a project.
It's true.
And he had a good friend that came to see it that he was afraid she was offended. She was an older black woman. He trained her, and he said that she was like, he didn't hear from her. And he thought, oh, my God, she's, I heard her, like she said, and she was like, no. Shit was funny. She's like, you know what's not funny? Real slavery.
Right.
But so I guess, and then I had a friend who was like, I had some problems with it, but then we didn't really go into it. So it's, and then I had a friend say, like, no one else can do that.
Like, you're the only actor who could get away with doing it.
Yeah.
That's maybe true.
I don't know why. And I, except. Elaine Stritch,
you did,
maybe.
Like, give her actually so much dignity. Like, she, you know, like.
You're right. It was a tough, and I do think, I don't know if we could do it again.
I mean, we could do it again.
It's just that the backlash against it would not, I don't know if it would be worth.
So, you guys.
Paula, doing music.
Do you guys want to take a quiz?
I do. I love to take quizzes.
Tell me everything. I don't know if I passed.
A tradition in Hawaii. Okay. Is that whenever you hang out with cool people, you take a slumber party quiz together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So in Hawaii. Tender.
It's just in Hawaii that this happens.
Are you from Hawaii?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Both of us have been to Hawaii
I have
many
never
times.
Been. And I'm going to tell you something about Hawaiian culture that is
I'm connected to.
After we do the quiz. Remind me.
Oh, tell us now, because I'll forget.
Okay.
Hawaii is just like Ireland.
Yeah. It's just like it.
Just drinking all the time. And holding up shamrocks.
And being angry.
And sleeping with 20-year-olds.
Yep.
And Obama, right?
And Obama.
Exactly. Obama's Irish.
Getting a bad case of the Youngs. It's like an STD. Oh, shit, I got the Youngs.
Oh, my God.
Got it.
Ooh, thank goodness.
So tell us your fact about Hawaii.
Oh, so when I was in high school, I was on a outrigger rowing team.
Of course you were.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
No, wait,
so it's a Hawaiian cultural, the way that fishing boat, but I used to race them. So there are these long canoes with a balance beam called an ama. So if you watch Hawaii Five-O, you'll see them in the beginning on the. That's
She's
how they
rowing
go
right now.
I've seen them on my travel programs.
You've never seen them rowing. Well, anyway, so I was in a Hawaiian rowing club called Okalani, and we used to do regattas, and it was like a highlight of my teen years. Like, if I could be in Okalani again,
I want this.
Did
for
you wear a Hawaiian shirt every time?
No.
No. Did you wear a lei?
No.
And this is
it wasn't like that at all. It was like the people
coconuts?
That ran it were Hawaiian. All the other clubs were Hawaiian. They were like Pupu'o Hawaii, Okalani. They were all Hawaiian clubs. And I don't know how I ended up. I think there's a big like Polynesian and Samoan and Hawaiian culture in California because it's like Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. So it's like I grew up in California. So it was like there was this outrigging club and it was like, oh, me and my friends joined it. And it was serious. It was like my sport team. And it was so much fun.
And this is back when you were like presenting femme.
Tomboy femme.
You were giving Hawaiian femme in college. I love this.
Hawaiian tomboy. Oh, by college you were still presenting femme?
Oh, yeah. You've never seen her old headshots?
Oh, I want
to. They are a miracle. She showed me, I just couldn't believe. Like, it just looks like a different person, you know?
Wait, I did a college talk called the History of My Gender Presentation that starts with my 18-year-old college headshot and ends to now. And literally my 18-year-old college, and it's all about how I became who I am. I have, like, bleach blonde hair, mm-hmm. like what? A chunky face, hoop earrings, and I showed it to a friend of mine, and she's a comedian, and she was like, I've never heard her more serious. She goes, I don't know what I'm looking at right now. Like, I don't understand this. You are not that. Like,
I am desperate to see this now.
What I can't believe is you did this talk at my school and didn't even tell me.
I didn't even know you were at school there. Right. I ran into her at like a revolving door at
at Borough of Manhattan at Community Boom-cooka. College.
I like to call it Boom-cooka.
Boom-cooka?
Boom-cooka.
I'm going to call it that now, too.
I think that's my new Hawaiian song.
I'm so happy
song.
For you. Boom-cooka.
Oh, thank you.
Yay, Boom-cooka to Smith, Ada Comstock. My best friend, who was also in Okalani, Ada Comstock went Boom-cooka to Ada Comstock.
Woohoo!
And is now getting her PhD at NYU.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and she started at like 37 or something.
That's
I'm
amazing.
So
that gives
happy
me hope.
For you.
Tanya caught the smarts.
Caught the smarts. Yeah.
That's so cool, man. Hi. It's such a great town, too. That's why I want
to
visit you. It's
I'm going to visit this weekend to see, like, what my life will be like.
Go to the book mill.
Every lesbian I know, by the way, has messaged me, like, can I come visit you at Smith? Like, can I come up to that oyster bar, please?
Like, it's an oyster bar on display.
And I'm like, yeah, of course. I mean, what am I going to not share
like
this?
Vegan breakfasts.
Yep.
Book festivals. Mm. Like, just
it
gay
is a
by
lesbian
the
lesbian paradise.
Is there a lot of knitting?
Lesbians don't knit anymore, girl.
I don't know.
Lesbians party.
They get the youngs and party.
Yeah.
I literally saw, like, a cisgendered white man driving down the street, blaring La Tigra one time. And I was like, this is the gayest place I've ever been. He was like, dun, dun, dun. I was like, this is so gay.
Maybe I'll talk Greg into getting a sex change so I can be a lesbian.
Yay!
He might. He really likes you.
You should transition. I'll do anything for you. He should transition.
He wouldn't get rid of that mustache, though, I'll tell you what.
But you know what?
That's fine.
Gender
lesbians have mustaches.
Right.
Exactly. Gender's so wide open now, he could literally stay exactly as he is and just say, I'm a woman. And
that's true.
Like, that's gender.
That's
bucket.
True.
He just needs to start feeling his vagina.
Well, he used to
and
do drag.
And so do you. That's the
yeah, I need yeah, to feel his vagina.
As a vagina.
Right. Okay, let's take this quiz.
Okay.
Quizzy feeling vagina now.
And on that note,
I'm feeling so vagina at the oyster bar.
Speaking of, today's quiz is called What Kind of Lover Are You?
Passionate, deep, and sensual.
So the thing about this quiz is that there are a lot of asides. The person who wrote it will like tell you what they're feeling at that moment and then ask the question.
No.
So we're dealing with their emotions and then answering. Okay.
I can't. Okay.
So, Dre,
I may pass on some of these. Is that
no,
okay?
No, well, you have to answer.
We have to answer, but we all have to answer as one. So we all have to agree on one answer.
What the fuck?
Okay. I know. It's a
we
whole
We have to talk
thing.
Each other into the right answer.
Uh-huh. And sometimes you just got to be
this
like,
sounds
fine.
Like a cult. Am I getting out of here?
No, you're in this cult now.
It's like, play with us, Dre.
This kind of feels like that basement in Pulp Fiction. I'm afraid
now. It's mostly,
you are now in our Deborah twin.
Yeah, it's mostly all the people we have ball gagged down here that make you feel that way. That
we just I wish we had one.
No, you don't. You like to talk.
She also likes to slap people around, so it's,
you know.
Right.
Same, same.
It's a give take.
Okay, so you're down with the rules. We all have to answer as one. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
We all have to arrive at, okay, is it multiple choice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Haven't you ever taken a quiz before, Dre?
What am I, Cosmopolitan? I guess.
Have you been to a slumber party?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't want to talk about it. Go on.
Well, this might have to come up later.
Again. I'm sorry. Okay. So, ready? Hello. I am so sorry. This quiz is like 2 months late. You see, if you check out my activity, I've been busy. Anyway, let's not stall this any longer. Like, this is obviously a girl who wrote this quiz, because no guy would apologize for not writing a quiz.
And no guy would apologize.
No guy would apologize, period.
exactly.
Okay, what is your mood most of the time? Kinda blah, not much emotion. Normally, I'm in a pretty energetic mood. I'm kind of boring and quiet most of the time.
Okay, well, that's definitely not your answer.
I'm not done yet, you guys. Hold it.
I'm so excited.
I know, but there's more. I'm very serious. I'm pretty happy usually. I'm a little melancholy, sad. I always am really needy for attention. I'm normally very mature. That's mine. I'm going with I'm normally very mature.
That is just not the answer. And the answer is clearly I need attention all the time.
No, but you're somewhere between
energy and needing attention.
But, like, you guys are a little more smooth about it. I feel like the people who are really needy for attention are people I never want to talk to.
Yeah.
You guys aren't like that.
Aren't we all really needing of attention because of social media and texting anyway?
Because of being human.
Yeah. Well, because of being molded by technology.
I'm addicted for sure.
That's true. I guess we do need attention.
So, in a way. Well, okay. Emotional attention, that's different, I guess.
Well, I would go with I'm pretty much happy most of the time.
I'm pretty happy usually.
And that might just mean drunk.
Right.
Energy one that you said was the one
I'm normally in a pretty energetic mood.
Yeah. But that could mean I'm insane. So I don't know. Maybe
happy. Right. That's fine.
Okay.
So if it's
you're
honest.
You could be insane, honey.
Yeah.
Well, are you willing to go with energetic?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm exhausted all the time, but like if I wasn't due to like working and stuff, you know, like get me on an island. I got lots of energy.
She's got lots of energy.
I want to do all
get
the
me on an island.
I want to do all the adventures.
Yeah. What is okay?
We were on an island together. We were in Mexico together.
We're on an island right now.
There's
oh, yeah, we're on Hawaii.
Exactly.
Look at all this energy you got.
Oh, that's why you're
Let's
so
go
energetic.
With energy because we're in Hawaii.
And we don't drink energy drinks.
No, never. I would never
Fuck
drink
that.
One.
Oh,
that
I do.
Shit is a chemical.
I know, and I'm bad with it.
Like,
sugar-free Red Bull.
Ugh.
Yep, sugar-free. I have one a day, and it's bad.
Well, I guess it's like coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
No, it's poison.
It is poison.
It's poison. Stop it, Diane. Oh, yeah, you don't drink coffee.
I know.
Why?
Why
not espresso
it makes
beans?
Me feel like I'm going to poop my pants every second.
Okay. Got it.
IBS is.
I guess you can't
poop
your pants.
It hurts my tummy.
Aww.
Oh, muffins.
I know. Are you drinking the wrong coffee?
No,
when I drink
it's just any coffee.
Yeah, that Cuban makes me espresso in the morning, and it.
That
down
Cuban
so
is
good.
That your
that's Greg,
your sweetheart?
Yeah.
That Cuban. I thought you were talking about that Cuban coffee.
Oh no.
That Cuban makes me some coffee.
My
oh,
mustachioed lover.
The, like,
he does the double boiler.
Yes,
yeah.
I've seen it.
Cubans do not fuck around with coffee and I love it. Just love it. Okay. What is your sense of humor? I have a kind
farts.
Of excuse me, listen to me right now and
clever
you can say
sarcasm.
Farts after, okay?
Okay.
I have a kind of dark sense of humor. I laugh at almost anything, TBH. What does TBH mean?
To be honest.
Oh, thank you. Thank
oh.
you.
I date young.
Okay,
oh,
I was just going to say it's because you hang out with those youngs.
Tom Tenney also gave us TBH, who also has a real bad case of the youngs. You guys have a lot in common.
Ooh, the youngs.
I find humor in cheesy jokes. I laugh at funny things, ... I'm going to go with I have kind of a dark sense of humor.
I'm going to go with that one, too.
Yeah. What do you mean that's it?
Those are the only choices?
Yeah.
Well, you don't pretty much, like, just laugh at everything.
I think I laugh at funny things.
Right.
...
Right.
Because.
Right. That's true. But
I do laugh at funny things.
I do laugh at funny things, but I sometimes don't think other people's idea of funny things is the same as mine.
I agree with that.
And that's why I think I have a kind of a dark sense of humor.
I will go with dark stuff if you guys are on that, because I just feel like if you're always funny or you're always engaged with funny people, it has to go next level.
It does. Exactly.
It's like if you do porn.
Yeah. What's the next step to this?
Well, you're eventually going to get it
in the
ass.
And then when you fuck at home, you're like, I need next level.
Right. I actually don't know if that's true. I feel like
either.
If you're in porn, you're going to like
you might need tenderness.
Bathtub and tenderness.
Yeah. Or just no fucking at all.
Right.
I feel like I watched something with Jenna Jameson that she said that like her actual sex with her husband was very normal. Although I think I've
heard that too.
But what's her idea of normal, I wonder?
I guess missionary? I don't know.
Oh, God. Really?
I don't know.
Poor thing. Maybe
they
do not have sex.
So normal is grinding. crotches and no insertion.
Normal is just watching TV on the couch. That's what it is. And then going to sleep.
The realness.
Normal is going to sleep watching Netflix. That's all it is. Okay. Yeah.
I like Netflix and actually chill.
And actually chill. Yeah.
And actually.
We're going with I have kind of a dark sense of humor. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sure, I'll go with that. I'll let majority rule on that one.
If it's your baby's birthday, what would you give him/her? So I think baby means boyfriend, girlfriend in this situation.
Like bae, that's what they call it. Is that, that's what the youngs call it, right, Jay? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bays. Okay. Right.
Although I think bays is almost done now.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Okay. I would want us to have matching shirts, some chocolate, a card. Yeah. ..., a great diamond bed, and then I think that's an like emoji.
Yeah, is it his birthday?
It's a birthday. Wait. What are you going to give your baby for his or her birthday? Okay.
Matching shirts.
I would want us to have matching shirts.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, no guy would wear them with me.
I would love to have matching shirts.
I would never want a twin with Leslie. It's just a thing, like, I actually, I repel it. I'm like, oh, you're wearing the same color as me? I got to change my shirt. Like, I can't.
Greg actually matches his outfit to mine. Like, he's like, what are you wearing?
See, yeah, that's kind of sweet.
I can't wear something that's not going to go with what you're wearing.
Complimenting.
Yeah, we compliment.
But matching?
Oh, we would go full match.
Good for you.
They probably would.
We would. Yeah. I love matching outfits. Honeys. Andrew, I love them.
No, they're great.
They are next level.
But they're not fucking, are they?
I don't know, but they're I love that.
Your life like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a twin that, like
oh, right.
I'm in love
it's
with the idea
like
of twins.
I love the idea of matching with you, but, like, I don't think that, like, my boyfriend
think it's
would match
good for
with
relationship.
Me.
I bet he would.
You think he would?
I bet he definitely would.
You think if I asked him to match outfits with me that he would be down?
Yes. Especially,
with your boyf?
Yeah, with her boyf. I think he would.
I think he would do it only if you told him to.
I could tell him to. Yeah. And he would.
Love she's Tanya.
Like, let's get him on the horn. We should call him and be like, hey,
I got a proposition for you. Quick quest.
I think if I asked him, he'd be like, I don't know. And then if Tanya was like, you need to do this, he'd be like, okay, Tanya said so.
Very bossy.
Aww,
so
I'm bossy.
Okay, let's get all these out. Okay. I want us to have matching shirts. You know I'm already picking this.
I'm done.
Some chocolate, a card, .., a great time in bed. And then it's like a dark moon emoji.
I like that one.
A dark, because you're a Cancer.
That's true.
Dark moon emoji.
I love that you remember that.
Cancer and Virgo.
Oh, my God.
That's so tender.
Yeah, you guys, that's why you guys are back together.
Right. Okay, and the last one is, I would give them a note telling them how much I love them and something I made for them, like maybe a craft or something.
I'm torn between those last two.
Of course you are. The last one is the most lesbian of all the choices.
It's so gay.
So, okay, you're torn between some chocolate, a card, a great time in bed, and a note. How much a note?
Why not, like, taking out to dinner or, like, a play or something?
Because this is written by a child. They don't have money for that.
How did they know about good times in bed, then?
Because teens do bedroom things.
They do bedroom. I did bedroom things when I was a teen.
Yeah, we all did.
I can't.
I say I like chocolates, I like cards, and I like a good time in bed.
Yeah, I like those things. Let's all agree on that.
Okay. Because we're
just
sluts.
Like, who's going to be like, who's going to say no to these
pokers? How much do you appreciate PDA, public display of affection? I think it's the sweetest as long as it's not too much. As long as he/she doesn't straight up strip and make out in the middle of the sidewalk, I don't mind. For me, it's a must. I love it. I prefer affection to be in private. .. Yes. Meh, I don't really appreciate it. If they are going to do it, they better be doing it to me and not some other peasant.
Ding, ding.
Hold on, one more. I like the small, sweet things like holding hands. Yeah, the peasant one. What?
Like, wait, but that one had the most choices. It was like, and another. Like, it went on and on.
To the simplest question, which is really yes or no.
I'm with one. I think.
You're with one because you can't remember the rest of them because there are so many.
They're all kind of the same answer in one way. It's like, yes, you're right, yes or no.
Right, yes or no.
But who's stripping in the middle of it? Like, that's not PDA.
Haven't you seen some
peasants do.
peasants.
This is all about youngs.
I've seen some youngs in my teenage sex college that I go to, just going for it. And it's like, come on, you guys.
I don't think people should go for it, but I do appreciate a little bit. Like, I appreciate when someone's I appreciate when someone gives me affection and, like, you know, it's like, hey, this is my girl. Like, I appreciate
I don't want
that.
Your hands all over my body, though.
See, like, but I do.
See, I find that too possessive. Give me a kiss, hold my hand, but, like, don't get crazy, you know, because then it's like, this is mine. And I'm like, this is nobody's but mine.
Sometimes, not to get too real, but sometimes it gets into, like, a weird political thing when you're a gay person where it's like, oh, is people going to look at me? Do I feel like people looking at me? Am I going to get beat up?
Right.
I mean, that's more rare, obviously, but, you know, or it's important that we do this so everybody does see.
Right.
And
that's
then sometimes you just want to just kiss goodbye.
And just have it be normal.
And just be a regular old person. And then you're like, I've had these feelings where I'm like, oh, I kiss the person goodbye and they get on the subway. I'm like, is she going to be safe?
Oh, yeah.
Now that she's been seen by this train full of people kissing me, is some guy going to come up to her, or is some guy going to come up to me? And or like, you know, like one time there was like a situation with a taxi where it's like I got out of the taxi and she kept going. The guy starts to lecture her and say creepy shit.
Oh, that's awful.
It is. It happens. Whatever. Being a woman. Woman.
Just love being told what to do by strangers.
It's like, oh my God.
Seriously.
The feudal lords that are walking around shouting instructions at us. It has been happening to me the last couple days. I'm like, really?
You know what's so crazy really is the amount of guys who actually insist they love watching women make out and then like, no. Like,
oh
which is
God.
It, buddy?
It's like, come on, make up your mind.
Yes or no. Just take this gift.
So now that it is spring time, I feel like the harassment's getting like all of a sudden super fierce. Like yesterday I was in Harlem this guy told me that I looked tastier than ribs.
Ribs? Tastier than ribs. When I had green hair and we lived in Harlem, my favorite one was like, oh, I got a green thumb. And I was like, I got to give it to you. That's originality.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you're going to hurt me because you said that also.
Oh, my God.
If you're witty enough, you won't hurt me.
Right.
I don't really get that so much, those kinds of comments. Although there was a guy that came up to me once in Chelsea and was like, do you know how to get to such and such? And I'm like, it's a really long walk. And he's like, can you tell me, what is the style that you're wearing? Because you are so beautiful. And I was like,
oh, God.
Butch? I was literally wearing, like, a tank top and large cargos.
Dolce and Butch.
Like, I looked like a Marine.
Ooh.
Like, I looked like a Marine, kind of like you do sometimes in your look. And he's like, I just love it. And I was just, like, looking around, like, does he know I'm female? Like, does he think he's talking to a young boy right now? But he was just like, can I have your phone number? And I was like, dude.
No.
And he was like visiting New York from somewhere. I was like,
he's looking for that vacation
harassment.
Sex.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, hey there, harasser. Well, he wasn't even harassing. He was just.
He was trying.
Accosting me on
he
the
just
street. Just
for
bold,
it.
Boldly going.
So, okay. PDA. What do we think, you guys?
Oh, I'm still. I think
so.
I'm
I like it. You kind of like it.
I kind of like it.
What's one?
I think it's the sweetest, as long as it's not too much. That sounds pretty.
I can reason with that.
That's middle of the road.
Yeah, like I don't want to have sexual intercourse in front of you guys.
No, well, also it depends on the moments. Like I think it's kind of cute that sometimes like a guy will come up and be like honk honk or something cheesy like that. I think it's funny because it's so dumb.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, I do not like that. That will get somebody smacked.
But I don't like, I remember, like, my ex-husband, like, I would be.
He was a honker.
We worked at a restaurant together, and I would be, like, taking an order, and he would come up and do shit like that.
That's a boundary.
Because he knew it would make me uncomfortable.
Well, that's exactly why you should not do it.
So that's why he's your ex-husband.
Right.
Boundaries are really not the place.
But, I mean, it was funny.
Yeah. Like, my tits were grabbed in public at work.
But it was comical.
It was, because the people's reactions. What did they do?
You're rolling with it.
They would usually just kind of, like, pretend to ignore it.
Oh, my God.
But the fact that I would still have to be like, okay, so.
You have to keep going.
Cheddar American.
Did you punch like, him after?
Did you? You should have just grabbed his balls. Just, to, like.
Hard in a hurtful way.
Or just grab the balls and be like, Hong Kong back, sweet pea.
Hong Kong.
You've got two, I've got two. You're like, Choosers. Oh, sorry, just one, babe.
There's going to be one later.
It's a ball removed.
Okay, guys, let's get back to this quiz. Here's the first, here's no another aside from this. I actually did really well with painting my nails. Wow, that's a first. Right back to the quiz. Do you like little nicknames? Like baby girl, babe, sweetheart, etc. I know I do. And again, that weird moon.
Thank you.
These are the answers. Yes, 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 and no.
So there's four yes options. I don't like baby girl, but I like babe and sweetheart.
I'll answer to anything. Anything.
But if I understand that, because if Greg was like baby girl, like you would think it was funny.
I yeah, like I an earned.
But if someone was honestly being overused. Like baby girl, if someone was saying like baby girl, like I wouldn't find it attractive.
That's real.
I would be like, yes, father.
Yes, father girl.
Yes, father man.
Father girl. That's my new fave.
Father girl.
Father girl.
Hey, father girl. That's what I'm going to call you from now on. Hey, father girl.
What's up? So
I always say lady friend until it gets to the serious level.
Yeah, until then you just know and you're like, oh, okay, it's my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
My lover, as I like to say.
My passion of the night lover.
Is a nice one.
I like sweetheart.
This is my sweetheart.
I, you know, Greg and I have been together for too long to go with sweetheart. That's like a new thing.
It is. I like to just say their name.
This is your...
so-and-so, and then just figure it out
later. I don't like baby girl. I don't like bae. Sweetheart's okay.
So are you going with no?
I might go with the third yes.
The third yes?
Yeah.
I think the best option is use it sparingly so that it's nice when the person hears it.
So maybe the third or fourth
but
yes.
But it's good, yeah.
Okay,
let's
so
go with the.
It's like as if it's like fourth, yes. The terror alert system,
right?
Where like
exactly.
At yellow.
Okay, all right. The fourth. Right? Let's go with the fourth. Yes,
and you're at orange. Yeah.
Okay, here's another aside. I'm going with you. We want fourth. Yes. I don't know how long to make this quiz. It's only 10 p.m., but I'm actually really tired.
This is amazing.
Here's the question: would you be the first to say "I love you"? No, I'm way too nervous and shy. Hell yeah. I don't know, maybe. Depends. I might. Depends on how I feel the relationship is going. Those are two exact same answers.
Is there a no?
Yeah, remember the top one? No.
No.
I'm way too nervous and shy.
To be the first person
to say
I love
you.
I say no, but not because I'm too nervous and shy. I'm clearly not shy. But no, because I feel, I don't know, I feel like I want to hear it first, just to be safe.
Aww.
Well, it's true.
I'm a hell yeah.
You just say it.
You would say it first?
Sure. I have. Yeah.
I have. I definitely have. I feel like I'm a little shy about it, but I do feel like I'm getting to a point where it's like I'm just evolving and it's like, love, just give it away.
Aww. That's nice.
But so, I still, like, in intimate moments, it's still like,
I mean, I have no
problem.
Sometimes
I'll be like, I have feelings.
But once
I feel things. And then it's like, why do we have to have that word love mean all those things?
Once it's out there, I things are established for me, I'm like all about it then.
Right.
But I would never, ever say it first.
Well, what if we compromise?
Wow, I love that you have a hard line on that. Boundaries, girl.
What if we compromise? Since we're both yesers and you're a knower, what if we do either, I don't know, maybe, depends, or I might, depends on how I feel the relationship is going.
Let's go with that because she could always change.
She could change.
Even though she has a hard line.
Right.
She might be like, you know what?
fuck it.
I was waiting to exhale, and this is it.
I was waiting to exhale.
I think the only way I would wait to exhale, though, is is if I accidentally blurted it out.
Right. I could see you doing that.
Yeah, sweet. I could see myself accidentally doing
it. She has emotions.
Can I just say I just saw that you have a little tender little girl bow in your hair?
Oh, me?
That I did not see, and my it's baby so bow? Cute. Uh-huh, and it's also yeah. like a bow tie that I could wear.
She yeah. likes her bows.
I do.
You should get your gentleman to wear a matching bow tie.
You think he doesn't have several bow ties?
He's got bow ties.
Oh, my God. That was so cute.
And do you know what gent. I have to go through when he wants to wear one of them?
Do you have to tie it?
No, I have to tell him which one. Oh. And he wants to show me every single one against
dandy.
Every single
oh my
shirt.
God.
Oh, he's totally a dandy.
Him
absolutely.
And I are like of the same gender.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, I believe that. Yes.
Oh, he's yes. sweet. I love him.
Okay, you guys. Another little aside, I'm having fun. The question. Would you be the first to kiss him or her?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Could you Sorry. Wait for the options? This isn't a fill in the blank, you guys. I would. Once again, too shy. Probably, or I would be obvious with it that I want one or something. That was weird.
A kiss, I think.
I think I would let them take the lead. I would.
No, I would definitely.
I would.
I can't help it. I'm slutty.
Right. Yeah, I put my sluts together.
Yeah,
out.
Exactly. I have no problem jumping
kiss.
On that right away.
I just want to get my sluts all over
I
you.
Can't help myself. Mm-hmm. I got excited.
I definitely kiss. And if actually, I feel like I prefer that.
Like, you like to be the boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. In that way.
Right.
Sometimes, you know. But, yeah. And I feel like there's this weird expectation in the women that I date that
oh, right.
typically where it's like, you know, they get all of the benefits of masculinity and none of the bullshit. So they think.
So they think.
No offense to the gentlemen in the room. I'm sure you're a good guy.
You mean all these men on this Hawaiian beach?
All these men.
Laying around in their loincloths.
Yeah, in their ball gags and loincloths. Shut up.
What if Hillary Clinton's first order of business is like, a ball gag for every man?
She's got my vote in that case. Uh-huh. That would be the one thing she could say that would make me feel really good about
voting
for her. Like,
okay, you fucked up quite a bit, but ball gag for every man.
Done.
Yeah.
So we're okay. we're just going to get absolutely,
we would. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the question.
You guys, this is like a really good aside. I just felt a ping in my heart from a fear of one of my own thoughts. Sometimes I hate myself.
Oh, no.
What's your preferred style of kisses?
Does she want to tell us she hated herself?
Yeah, she just wanted to real quick tell us she hates herself.
She needs more kisses.
Tell her we
tender.
Love her, whoever
yes.
she is.
Well, these are her options that she's giving us.
Okay, what are the best kind of kisses?
Forehead/body kisses. French kissing. Gentle.
Wait, how
no
is
tongue.
A forehead/body the same thing?
It's on your body. It's
you
not,
go
not
to the
your
forehead,
body.
And then you go to, like, the elbow. Like.
Okay, let me get through these, you guys.
Okay, sorry.
So forehead body kisses, French kissing, gentle, no tongue, kisses on the cheek or gentle pecking on the lips, passionate but not exactly French kissing. Is that where you just bang your teeth together?
Yeah, like, or just, have you ever kissed someone where they just kind of, held their mouth open.
You know what I like to do when I'm being gross?
Yeah.
Is just put my tongue in and just let it sit
See,
there.
Like,
I'll
like
tell dead
you're
tongue.
Face soaking, basically.
Face soaking, yeah. I'm like, this is gross. Ready? He hates it.
I think it's gross, too, and you should be ashamed of
I
yourself.
I think it's hilarious.
I think French kissing, definitely.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I guess French kissing and variations of, like, the kissing without the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing. I guess French kissing.
Yeah.
Could kind of cover it all.
Like a good French kiss.
Remember when people used to say Frenching?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I remember we would call it shafting.
You What?
Yeah.
When you sit around and watch Shaft.
No, and like it? When I would like go hang out in the field in the summers in like Ireland when I would go back for the summer.
There's a lot of Irish action going on.
Yeah, well, that's how I got most of my action. And I was like slutty 14 Irish or whatever, boys. And they would be like, hey, do you want a shaft? And that meant you literally went behind the bushes and kissed and decided if you liked each other. You Frenched.
Okay, you guys. What would you be doing with your babe on a Friday night? Sitting around, eating food, just being with each other. Mm-hmm. Netflix and chill with that moon again. Going out somewhere together. If I'm being honest, it's sitting around eating food and just being with each other.
Nothing wrong old. With that.
I'm going to go Netflix and chill.
I'm still in the early phases of dating someone, so it's going out and doing stuff.
God, we all picked something different.
Well, I'm too tired on Friday nights.
Fridays are hard. Sometimes right. I have a show, though.
But I mean, like, on a Tuesday night, I'll go out. So
how do you think Tuesday good for you, Dre?
I think eating and being together.
So I usually watch a movie, though, and then pork.
And then pork. And then mash your parts together.
And then we mash our parts.
Part mashins. I like day sex. That's my secret.
I like day sex.
Yeah, me
I also like nighttime and afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Aw, she likes them. Yeah,
she likes them all.
I do.
All the hours.
All of them.
Fill them.
Well, should we go with the Netflix and chill then?
Okay.
Because you mean, would like to have sexual situations.
I will reluctantly
situations.
Be led through by the Yodebras into Netflix and chill, but sure.
Okay, let's do that because it's the middle one. Last question. If you liked it, please check out some other quizzes and my stories, which I have also been slacking on updating for over 2 months. I'll get to it. I need to read this person's stories. Holy shit.
I need to.
What is this from?
I'll try to figure that. Oh, her name is Ebony Lynx. Okay.
L-Y-N-X?
Or? Yes.
Oh.
Yes, all one word.
Nice.
Now, the question is, your personality, shy, quiet. I do not understand this. Okay, this is one option. Shy, quiet, outcasted, flying solo, different from the crowd. Okay, I get it now.
Okay.
Popular, loud, sporty, talented, friendly, outgoing. Next one. Caring, sweet, patient, persevering. Next one. Protective, sensible, smart, cute, humorous, silly, lovable. That's a lot of stuff.
That's who you are?
This is who you are. What's your personality? This is too hard.
I think the one that said loud.
Okay. although sporty...
I'm not sporty.
I'm not
kind of sporty, but...
Right. You are on a Hawaiian sports team.
Yeah.
As we know.
I love that. I was just reduced to... You're on a Hawaiian sports team. You were in the Olympics, right? Yes.
Of course, talented.
I mean,
let's go with talented.
And also loud.
Whatever talented one is, that's what we are.
Okay, we're loud
I can
and
go
talented.
With that. Okay.
Case closed.
That's it. That's it. Okay. What kind of lover are we? Are you guys ready?
Yes, I'm ready for the answers.
Oh boy.
We're touchy love. You appear to love the feeling of being loved when his/her hands caress your cheek or hold you close. The emotions wash over you when he/she runs his/her hands through your hair and kisses your lips gently. This kind of love is very, very admirable, especially when he/she is not afraid to do this publicly. However, there is a line to when it becomes a bit too much. This all depends on the people themselves. You do you. Love him/her no matter what anyone says. No one should decide what you should have or love but you. That sounds
okay.
like us. Yeah. Sounds very individual.
It sounds just
like us.
Oh,
that's
like
our breakdown of who we are.
That's who
that's
we are,
that's the kind
Dre.
Of lover we are.
It's the kind of lover we are when we're one.
I forgot what we were even
I know. Everyone does.
Oh, we're
I
good
do
lovers.
Think I need more cheek caressing in my relationship.
I do like if somebody runs their fingers through my hair. I'm good with that.
Well, that's good to know. I'll let your
lover know.
Let the youngs in on that.
Youngs. Young. Guess what she likes. We have one more section of this show, and then it's time for us to go. Dre,
what?
Are you prepared to tell us a secret?
I don't know.
Secrets. Bitch, yes you are,
okay.
Because I told you to.
I know.
Tell us before in an email. What is your secret?
Oh, God. I have so many. I had a boyfriend, my first boyfriend when I was young, and his name was Francisco, and he didn't speak very much English.
That sounds cute.
I like
the
that.
Story already.
He was so handsome.
Aww.
And I was considered very funny, but very ugly at
what?
The time. Yeah. People used to call me herpes.
What? Why herpes?
Because I used to get like scabs on my face.
I want to kill those people.
I want to kill them. Too.
But I emerged victorious. Right. I'm right. Fine. But to the point where when I got the boyfriend, everybody would congratulate me. Oh my God, you have a boyfriend. Congratulations.
Ew.
So, and he was very sweet. Like I said, and he lived in Oakland, and I lived in Alameda, and Oakland was like, you know, kind of the bad side of the tracks or whatever. So we went to a movie together one night. We were all going to a movie, and he said to me, like in broken English, he was like, I think I would like to make out with your friend, Shelley.
No.
Francisco.
And I slapped the shit out of him.
Good.
I didn't think I could love
slapped
you more,
him so
but I
hard.
Just fell more in love with
like,
you.
Like, out of instinct, I slapped him so hard. And because there was a lack of translation and he did not expect it, that it stung him so deeply. But I'm like, what was he thinking? Being like, I'm here to negotiate.
Who does that? Stupid kids.
I mean, people do it.
Oh, and it was like his friends had told him, like, Shelly, you should hook up with Shelly, too. And, you know, and I was just like, but table! Like, I should have. And it was the opening of Beat Street, which was a really big deal in my town. Beat Street? Anyone?
It was no. Like
the, did it you was the West, the East Coast breakdancing movie, which was way better than Breakin'. Breakin' was more the L.A. Hollywood, like, poppy boogaloo. And
Dre is a breakdancer.
Oh, when I was young, I used to breakdance.
Oh,
when I was a kid.
I think I knew this.
Won a contest for breakdancing, so.
I've never won a breakdance.
Would you like me to write your unauthorized autobiography?
Apparently
I know everything about you.
You do, because Tanya helped me win Miss Les. She groomed me to winning. She literally did. She should be a pageant coach.
Hire me. I am for hire for
that. She won a pageant and ended it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you groomed me to stardom.
And Mr. Gay USA contacted me, and he's like, what do I do?
You should do that for a living.
I should.
She's so good. She's such a good pageant mom.
What contest can I win?
She was literally in the back sewing my shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, and she was like, you need to do this. And she stayed so calm while all this chaos was happening behind her in the knitting factory.
Oh, I was loving every fucking second of this.
It was so fun.
Backstage, another pageant? Yes.
It was so fun. It was so
it's
fun.
Be long. Oh, my God. Okay.
Anyway.
So you slapped the shit out of Francisco, who deserved it.
Absolutely right. Deserved it.
Right.
I'm so proud of you.
That was my
Did you talk to him afterwards?
I think we stayed together for a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
Hooray.
I was in seventh grade. Let's be real.
Totally.
I should not have even been running around.
Someone named Francisco sounds like he probably wants to be slapped a little bit.
He was such a sweet boy.
He sounds exotic.
I think he was just dumb about ladies, you know? He's like, I like you. You know, like,
guys are still, seventh grade or not, though, like, the other day, the guy I was seeing was like, told me, like, my friend's jugs were really nice.
No.
Oh, muffins.
Mm-mm. And I was just like,
I hope you're referring to her refrigerator.
I know her jugs are nice, but, like, you know, why are you telling me? Duh.
I think we've gotten to a point where jugs isn't even used for the thing that it is. It's only used for tits in terms of language. Like, nobody is like, can you bring me a jug of something anymore? It's like, it's just titties now. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Like, jugs have become titties.
Yeah. Dre Campbell, how can people find you on the internet if they want to, like, keep hearing about things?
I'm
from
on
you?
Twitter at Dre Campbell. Drae Campbell, like the soup. And I also have drecampbell.com. And I have a Facebook page that you can like if you want.
Excellent.
Yay,
Dre,
guys,
this has been an
you.
Amazing hour of Hawaiian delight.
Yes.
Thank
it's
you
one
so
of my
much.
Favorite things I've done.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Yay,
yay, I love you guys.
Thanks for coming to Hawaii with us.
Everyone, you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This has been Hawaiian Nights. Aloha.
Aloha.
Getting laid.